Well, at the farm, we have for the past 22 years run nativity plays, followed by a visit to Santa, copious glasses of warming mulled wine, scrummy homemade Christmas biscuits and hot mince pies. I know we're in Holy Week, so you must be wondering why on earth I'm talking about Christmas. Well, there is a connection. When telling the story of the birth of Jesus in the nativity play, there's a poignant moment explaining why Jesus was born, recorded in Matthew's Gospel. You're to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. How Jesus achieves this doesn't occur until some 30 years later. What must have been ghastly for Jesus, but a lifesaver for his people, is that Jesus, being well versed in the Old Testament, would have known to whom all the references about a saviour or Messiah were referring to. The Jewish people sacrificed lambs and other animals as an atonement for sin. Jesus knew that to save his people from their sins, he was to be the ultimate and final sacrifice. On the farm, we used to have a sacrifice field where the stock were fed and contained in the winter. As you can imagine, it was absolutely trashed. The sacrifice field had an important role, though, in preserving and saving all the other fields from also being trashed, enabling them to go through unblemished and fresh for the new season. You may or may not be familiar with the Oscar Wilde quote on what is a cynic: a man who knows the price of everything and the value of nothing. I often think that this can be applied to what Jesus did for us as we celebrate Easter. The price for God was his son, and the price for Jesus was his life. The enormity of that cost was only brought home to me when my wife and I sat down to watch Mel Gibson's film, The Passion. The whole film depicted Jesus' trial and his last days. After the Roman soldier scourging Jesus took a second swipe with his scourge, or flagrum, which is a short whip made of three leather thongs knotted with pieces of metal, that tore the skin off Jesus' back, we stopped the DVD, unable to bear continuing to watch. 3 years passed before we could bring ourselves to watch the film again, this time to the end. The scenes depicting what happened to Jesus were horrific. In faith, Mel Gibson researched all the biblical and historical records of this event, confirming their authenticity, portrayed, which was Jesus being spat on, mocked, beaten, and then subjected to an agonizing scourging before being nailed to the cross. The price for Jesus was not just his life, but a brutal and agonizing death. As it says in Isaiah, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any man, and his form marred beyond any human likeness. That's the price Jesus paid for you and I. The price paid on the cross is invaluable. Jesus gives his all, so we have the choice, a chance, to be redeemed. Jesus is the bridge between God and us. You may be thinking, how can this be? A quote I heard yesterday after a group had been reading about the crucifixion was, "It's quite depressing without the resurrection, isn't it?" That is the value. Indeed, it's invaluable. Not only did Jesus defeat death, but he was resurrected. He walked, talked, and ate with his disciples before returning to heaven. And it gets even better because he sent the Holy Spirit to be our comforter and guide while we are sojourners on earth. Jesus promises if you apologize and repent of things you've done wrong or wish you hadn't done, you'll be saved from your sins. You are set free and empowered to enjoy tastes of heaven on earth and guaranteed a heavenly destination. What's more, it will cost you nothing. It's God's priceless gift of love and grace, which is eternally invaluable.